Hello and welcome to Shostak Radio, episode number 13. My name is Sean. I'm joined today by Brady and Andy. And Andy is currently laying a brick, Brady.
You might have wondered why the intro music didn't have Andy. He sings it live every week for us. It wasn't available this week. I believe it was my idea to start the show without Andy.
He's been
Andy.
In there a while.
And then we can have his... I bet he's going to walk in. He's going to be like... You guys didn't start already, did you?
No. He's like, no, you could.
And this is our time to shine. We want to see if we can kick Andy out.
So what can we talk about?
It's just bits about Andy.
Yeah, I know. A little bit of a ganger.
Will people feel ripped off if we go for a good few minutes here? Will they feel
Andy's coming, folks. Apparently. Unless he dies. Like, he's been in there for, like, what, 3 hours now?
He's going to waddle in.
Just waiting for that flush.
What else are we going to do?
Get started. Now I can go home and play Fallout.
I think I hear toilet paper ripping. Maybe when Andy gets in, he'll confess something. And I'll be like, we just recorded it. Something devious.
So what have you been doing this week? I've been playing a lot of Fallout.
I think we've both been playing a lot of Fallout. It hasn't been the most productive. Oh, no, actually, we have been working on something that will be out soon.
Hey!
But I'm not even filming yet.
Oh, it doesn't matter. We can start filming.
Turn on the cameras. We've made up the... You had your drug addiction to take care of.
Yeah. What's that? You're in rehab. That's why you were late.
That's actually one of my topics.
Really?
My heroin addiction. Alrighty, hello and welcome to Shostak Radio, episode 13. Andy's back.
I'm a little bit concerned about that because as I was in the bathroom, I heard something about laying a brick. I guess everybody poops.
Everybody poops.
I don't know how I feel. Like, I hope you're going to cut that part out of the podcast, Brady.
All in.
You better.
I think we've had a few complaints that the podcast has been too short, so...
Okay, let's get into it this week. So this past weekend, my little brother, Luke, got married. I was the best man. Wasn't a great man. I was the best man.
The best man. Better than the man himself of the day.
Oh, well, I think in any given situation, I'm always the best man. But he did pretty good this day.
This is what I feel about that experience, Sean. I feel like you're a bit of attention seeker. I feel like even though it was your brother's big day, you would have dressed in your best suit and you would have been everyone look at me.
that is me in any given situation. However, it got toned down because obviously... the groomsmen all have their suits provided for them.
Yes.
Oh. I was wearing all the same thing.
Did your brother do one of those things where obviously most brides will get like that trashy, you know, like groomsmen bridesmaid dress that's kind of like that mustardy color or something like that?
Yeah.
Because you can't look as good as a bride. Did your brother stitch you up in that way?
Or no, he didn't. Snazzy? We had a pretty nice suit. However, we had to wear a bow tie and I'm not a bow tie guy.
You're not really.
You're a bow tie guy, Brady.
I'm a bow tie guy.
Every time I wear a bow tie, I feel a little bit like either a waiter or an ice cream man.
Right.
And this was like, it was like an orangey bow tie. Anyway, so as the best man, it was my duty to have a speech. Now, my brother, for people that don't know him, he's sort of the polar opposite of myself. He's not crazy.
Yeah.
Not an idiot. He's very sensible.
He's a history teacher.
He's attractive.
I don't think he's had a hangover in 5 years.
Well, you need to drink in order to have a hangover. Yeah.
And he's not a big party animal. So I didn't really have that many... I didn't really have that many crazy stories to tell or many funny stories. So what I chose to do instead was I was going to do this gag. So this gag was part of my speech, all right, where I say...
one of the jokes
I know. This was a good one, though. This was a good one. The whole speech itself was really normal, really
Start
nice
talking
and
about
stuff.
How hard it is to open chip packets or something.
But there was one joke in the speech that was kind of good, and it was like, the bride puts her hand on the table, and I say, Luke, put your hand on top of her hand. And I say, look lovingly into your wife's eyes because... Think of this moment because it's the last moment you'll ever have the upper hand in your life or something like that.
Mm.
Pretty funny.
Did it.
Really funny joke. And so my uncle does the speech and he gets up there to start the wedding. He's emceeing the wedding. He goes, oh, guys, you know, thank everyone so much for being here. I just know I like to do a little exercise. And I was like, oh, this is funny. And then he goes, Louise, I'd like you to put your hand on the table. I was like, no. He goes, Luke, put your hand on Louise's. I was like, get fucked. He stole my bit.
Really?
I didn't tell him. He just had the same bit. And I was like, no. That was like my whole speech was based around that one funny thing.
So what did you do?
I ran in the bathroom and called Brady. I was like, Brady, he's done my fucking bit.
I was like, and what? Like,
I don't know if I'd go to Brady about speech advice. I was pretty drunk. He's not really.
No, but we were discussing at when we were filming the video what I should say at the speech. And Brady's advice to me was say the thing from The Simpsons where, what is it? Webster's Dictionary defines a wedding as the process of removing weeds from one's garden. That's what we were going to say. Anyway.
Should have gone with it.
So I got speech jacked. So I ended up doing like a group speech with my brother, uh-huh. which Lou didn't know about. Not my brother getting married. my younger brother, who was also a groomsman, which was really good. But Liam was funnier than me in the speech.
I could imagine that. Your little brother's a funny little bastard.
But I don't think he is. I don't think he's funny in a weird way, not funny in a ha-ha way.
He's just super sarcastic about everything, and he's got that little chipmunk voice where it's like, oh, yeah. And he never laughs at his own jokes, so it's just like,
I think my jokes are the funniest jokes ever. So that was my story. I got speech jacked.
So how did it go, though?
Well, I went up there. Oh, this was the other thing. It's like, I'm a pretty manly man.
Oh.
I like beer.
The village people?
Very manly. Mm. Football, very manly. They're my two things. Like, love drinking beer, love watching football. Man. My brother cried at his wedding.
Really?
When he was reading out his vows, he cried.
I think that's really sweet, actually. I think there's only like a few times in a man's life where all men would agree that it's okay to cry, and I think
the only time you're allowed to cry is the Lion King.
A death.
Lion King.
Lion King or a death. And then he cried like the whole time in front of all his friends and stuff.
Like, are we talking like you just saw his eyes?
No, it's like he was reading his vows and he couldn't read because he was crying. He was overcome with emotion.
It's pretty sweet.
And it was raining. Was it fearful emotion? Was it like, what am I doing? What am I doing? Yeah. What am I doing?
It's not too late. It was like looking at the train station.
How do I get out of this?
And anyway, so then I put in my speech. I'm like, we were a little bit worried that the weather was going to rain, but luckily for us, Luke provided enough waterworks for everyone here.
That's good.
No one laughed.
Really? I would have like,
That's good. Shit.
I think it's one of those things, like you're just in that place. Like,
no, that was it. No one laughed because her dad cried as well, giving his speech.
Oh.
I know. And then her dad said something during my speech, like, oh, that's all right. And I looked at her dad, looked at Luke, and I was like.
You're a bit of an emotionless man, though, Sean.
I am the Iceman. I think I am a little bit emotionless.
You are. You always say things like, Brady, I wouldn't cry if you died.
And I'm like, I definitely wouldn't cry if you died. I'd be upset.
That's weird.
I'd be inconvenienced.
I think you can admit.
Inconvenienced?
Yeah.
No. Who would do our music now?
No, not so much that, because you're very easily replaceable. More like we'd probably have to come to Andy's house in Sydney a lot more than go to your house. I might get some of your stuff, though.
I wouldn't leave anything to you.
No, I'd just take it.
So I took a pre-workout before you guys came to my house.
I saw that little shaker thing. It looked like vomit and poo.
Yeah, I am buzzing, like, you know that episode of Seinfeld where Kramer gets a lifetime of free coffee? Brady, you can insert that
now. Are we doing another Seinfeld reference?
This can be like the Seinfeld Little Elvis Jones podcast.
We haven't talked about Little Elvis Jones.
Number one Seinfeld reference.
Reference podcast. Little Elvis
Jones.
I'm
sure there's a Seinfeld podcast out there.
I just say, Bart, I listened to last week's episode and that was what I thought was shit about it. It was literally 5 minutes of us listening to previous episodes. Of what is it?
Little Elvis Jones
and what's that? The Radis? Radis? Well,
the
Feral
TV.
Yeah, the Feral TV. And it's like, I was listening to that, and if I was anyone listening, like other than me, I would have turned off. And be like,
no. My thing is, though, it's like I blocked someone for the first time on Twitter because they tweeted me and they said, Feral TV sucks.
Oh,
block.
That's fair. That's
not
fair.
Even argue.
That's justified.
I can't. How would I associate with someone who genuinely thinks that?
I can't believe that you only blocked them and you didn't go to their house and terrorize
imagine
them.
Imagine the war in Israel and Palestine. If like Israel's like, you know what, Palestine, Feral TV sucks. Palestine's like, fuck you.
Or imagine if that was like the thing that ended the war. Like they both realized, wait. You like Feral TV? I like Feral TV. Let's be friends.
You're a total medigliana. Amen. Anyway, what was your story, Ian?
What story?
Did you start a story?
You definitely.
Oh no, it was just trailing on to how I'm bouncing off the walls like Kramer because of the pre-workout. Yeah. So that's why I'm a little bit antsy and skittish. I'm like, talking like a million ads now. Can you hear what I'm saying? I don't know.
You're more of a workout guy than me and Sean.
No, I think he's a pre-workout guy. Well, he is a workout guy.
Yeah, no, actually, because I've been doing that video, I actually got a message from my gym saying, "Hey, Andy, we miss you. Come back to the gym." Like it was a genuine, like one of those like messages things, and I was like, "Wow, that makes me feel like shit. Has it been that long?"
Really? So it works.
You're getting fat, Tommy.
Yeah. Well, I need to go now, but I'm on a pre-workout anyway because I thought it'd pep me up and talk about shit more.
If they were clever, they'd send it at 8:30 at night, like after you've had a bad meal or something.
Yes.
Like they target it, so it'd be like, "Hey."
I've been eating okay.
I've been eating terribly. Oh, actually, yeah, I've been eating terribly.
You know what I've realized, though? The listeners will agree with me. Every single podcast, if you listen really, you only do it when someone else is talking. Someone will mention something about KFC, a regular topic on this show. And you always go, "How good would a tower burger be right now?"
Oh, my God. Let's be real. What moment have you thought that a tower burger wouldn't be the greatest thing in your mouth?
You've seen this new thing Porto's doing where they like they give you a meal. It's a really good value meal.
Did you find this out because you subscribed to the Porto newsletter?
People don't think I have shares in the company. I am Mr. Porto. So they give you like a combo thing and it's a really good combo, but it's like comes with rice.
Rice.
It's like chili rice and it tastes like crap.
You know, when I went to Bali, they have that at McDonald's. Yeah, McDonald's, cool, they have rice. Like, I'm not going to go to McDonald's and order some steamed rice.
I love in Indonesia how, like, if you order something spicy from McDonald's or something, it's not just like, oh, a little bit of extra pepper. It's like chili burn your like fucking ring sphincter burner, out.
Yeah. Yeah. Bad habits never die.
I have a lot of bad habits.
Yeah. I was thinking about this one the other day because you know what I did? And I'm really embarrassed about it. You know, in school, like, you'd be chewing the gum or whatever, mm-hmm. and you'd just be those little shitty stuck it under the table. And it's like, that's a bit gross. Like, but it's a school's desk.
Do you do that
shit.
In your office?
I accidentally did it the other day. Ah. I took it off after I realized, but it was just one of those things, chewing on some gum, stuck it on a table. I'm like, what am I doing?
I'm
trashing
trains.
My nice desk.
If I'm like riding a train or like on a bus or something, I'll definitely do it.
Why?
Yeah, because you're contributing to the public transport experience for other people. If I was in a bus and it didn't have like gum under the seat, I'd be like, what's this? This ain't riding a bus.
This ain't authentic.
Yeah. The dude next to me doesn't smell like urine. Like, and he's not falling asleep on my shoulder. Like,
it made me curious, but because we have a lot of eccentric fans. Yeah. So I would love to hear from them if they could send us an email at shortstack at podcast.com. What bad habit do you
no,
have?
No, podcast at shortstackband.com.
Just oh, my God. Podcast at shortstackband.com.
I'm pretty sure we don't own the domain podcast.com. If we did, we wouldn't be sitting here. I'd be out driving my freaking 3 Lamborghinis. Okay. I'd be driving Lamborghinis like a chariot. Like, I'd have 4 Lamborghinis in front of me pulling me along in a wagon. That's how rich we'd be if we owned podcast.com. Anyway.
I would love to hear from our weird, eccentric fans. What habit do they still have that just never died? A really different one. Like, mine's not really that different as well, but I like bite my nails down to a stump. So and I'm really annoyed because I just got this swanky new phone case and it's got a kickstand on it. Pops out a little kickstand and my nails can't get under it. Mm. It was an expensive case and I can't even use it because I have these stumpy little nail fingers.
You have stumpy fingers to start with, though.
Yeah, I do. They're little chode fingers. But bass players are meant to have long fingers. And oh, I suppose
that explains so much.
It probably does explain a fair bit.
I have a weird habit. It's like a mental habit. This is a weird habit. So when I get nervous, like, I like to like preoccupy myself by like counting people's words and the syllables of their words on my fingers. Mm. So if someone speaks, I'll be like, go like that, and then I have to like multiply it to an even number in my mind and then figure it out on my fingers. It's really weird. What's your weird habit?
I bite my nails a lot as well.
It's not really a weird habit. Everyone bites their nails.
I crack my fingers and stuff.
Everyone bites their nails. Everyone picks their nose. No one admits to it. Do you pick your nose?
Like, if there's something worth digging for.
Oh, that's
for.
Gross. I don't pick my nose at all.
Busted. It was all a setup.
Oh, no. But, yeah, I don't really have any horrible bad habits, you know, like damaging ones.
Just like. Every time I see a child on the side of the car, I have to swerve towards it and scare them a little bit.
Speaking, actually, of, I'm not sure if you guys heard, our ridiculously eccentric but talented fans, I think her name's Olivia.
Yeah.
She sent me a tweet the other day, and she did a cover of Dance With Me. Not to toot our own horn, but that's a fucking catchy melody. Like, even without lyrics and anything, that's a catchy melody. And Olivia, you nailed it. Shredder.
I have another interesting topic. The other day I was thinking about this. It's like, there are some things for the rest of my life I will think about them and just laugh uncontrollably. You remember we were on tour once and Brady fell asleep, like, with his head back and his mouth open. So his head straight and his mouth sort of... His neck's back and his mouth sort of open.
Yeah.
And you took a photo of him and you extended his nose to look a little bit like a rat.
That was my greatest creation.
It's the best thing ever. And Brady woke up and, oh, you were so upset.
Of course I was.
It's the greatest moment of my life. Still to this day, I think about it. I saw that photo the other day and I just laughed so much. I was like, oh, rat boy.
Rat boy. You know, because you passed on the rattus. You're the rattus, Andy.
How am I the rattus?
You have several rat-like qualities.
Okay, what's that? Do tell me, what am I? Rat-like quality.
You nibble on food. You don't eat, you nibble. You do nibble. You like pick shit off and you nibble.
I'm very picky with food as well. Rats are very like specific. They need their little crumbs of chips and stuff.
I don't know if I disagree again. I think rats will eat anything.
You're kind of scraggly looking like a rat.
You smell?
And you have a long pink tail. And whiskers. No, I have several rat-like qualities too. I love how, like, when we were living in London doing the thing, me and you had a room that was just so fucking messy. It looked like a bomb hit it.
Yeah.
And Brady could not go in there just because it was so messy.
It was so smelly. Like, what was making that smell?
Smells like men. Smells like steak and beer and football.
Brady's like, oh, I'm allergic. I can't go in there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hurt my dainty little bones.
Here's another fact. We're just jumping around topics like some kind of reference.
Super fun for you to edit.
But also in London, people might find this interesting. I did, in fact, bring my own little fragrance that I bought from Dusk, and that saved me. Jesus.
No one care.
It was like a wall of fragrance coming from the kitchen to the bedroom.
Mine and Andy's rooms were so bad that Brady preferred to sleep in the corner of the kitchen on the ground than developing, on an actual bed.
Segue, developing corner. The nickname Corner.
Corner.
Nicknames... we spoke about nicknames last week on the podcast.
We did.
And I believe Andy was the one requesting a lot of our listeners' nicknames.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I remember in high school once, here's one for me, Rihanna Edwards called me Sean Devon Boy, which I always felt was a little bit funny.
That's pretty good.
Did it bother you?
No, not particularly.
So Brady's right. Going to read out a couple of the nicknames that we received last week from podcast@shortstackband.com.
Very good. Yes, that's correct.
shortstackband@podcast.com.
No.
No. Tynell, Sean, I seem to have a problem pronouncing Tynell? Names.
I think Tynell. Tynell's a name. Tynell. Tynell. No. Wasn't that the thing in Blade Runner? Oh, no, that was Tyrell. Tyrell Cole. It's sort of like Tyrell, the replicant from Blade Runner.
Let's go with that. She or he?
She.
She.
This really only kind of works in a text-based format, doesn't it? Because she says her name is spelt Tynell, and my friends call me Tunnel.
What? You just gave away the story.
That's the story. That's There's no bigger story.
Story. I find that interesting. She had the nickname Tunnel. Well, yes, I see your point now. So Tynell or Tynell, she had the nickname
so
Tunnel.
So her name's Tunnel, and her nickname is Tunnel. And it's like, this is a really visual format to get the joke.
I guess so.
Well, if we like, to make a little video out of it, we could just put the visuals up if you like.
Mm. Yeah, I remember that.
The story's completely ruined.
But just making fun of people's names at school, like, remember the girl called Annalise? Everyone called her Anal Lice? Classic. Kieran, Queeran, classic.
I feel like you were the cause of these nicknames.
Oh, the day that someone called Kieran Queeran, I think it was Morgan McCarter. Morgan McCarter called Kieran Queeran. Oh, and it's like, I lost it. I was like, oh my God, that's so good.
Just why didn't, like, I think of
you
that?
You should write for Seinfeld.
But anyway, I thought Tynell's nickname Tunnel was funny. Not that funny, I guess, but thank you for sending in that.
Thank you for your email. There's a little funny story. Ones? Is the story interesting?
Well, that was the point. I was going to do it, but you ruined it. Everyone's now like, oh, that was so anticlimactic. She said that her dad was dropping her home and having such a weird name, of course. The
spell check. Your dad and her live in the same house?
Maybe it was her friend's dad, sorry. Oh, okay. I've just ruined everything. The spell check had an annoying feature and changed her name to Tunnel. So that's how she developed the nickname Tunnel.
Tynell, thank you very much for your email. Sorry for the poor delivery. To the little number one Lil Elvis Jones podcast on the internet. I'd completely forgotten about Lil Elvis Jones. Thank you for reminding me of my childhood. Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Zach.
That's about it, really.
Here's one that says my nickname. It's from Courtney Loren. I have the nickname Corky. I used to call myself Corky because I couldn't say my name Courtney when I was younger, and it just stuck.
That's ever cute. Since
I that is cute.
That's a cute story, isn't it? Jono Bent sent in some feedback. He says he's loving the podcast.
Thanks, Jono.
But he has a few tips for us.
Few tips.
Ooh.
He says he's sure heaps of our listeners have heard of Little Elvis Rocker's Thing. I believe he means Little Elvis and the Truck Stoppers.
The thing about it is, Jono, it's like being the number one Little Elvis Jones podcast on the internet, a prerequisite for that is people are aware of Little Elvis Jones before coming into it.
Mm.
Like, they're coming here for their Little Elvis Jones news. Some people are like, Sean, the show ended 15 years ago. There isn't much new things coming in about Little Elvis Jones.
But hey, a lot of people called Hitler crazy, and he proved them wrong.
Terrible joke. But let's keep going. Yeah.
I don't know if Hitler jokes ever work.
No, it's not going to work.
And frankly.
What?
It was a Hitler pun. And frankly.
And frankly.
Oh, no one gets that.
Frankly, I got it. Frankly, they do Nazi them coming.
Our jokes are just over everyone's heads. But anyway, Jono, a lot of people might be agreeing. Jono suggests that we stop talking about Little Elvis pretty much.
That was his suggestion.
Was that before the last podcast came out? Because the last podcast was just fucking Little Elvis Jones, nothing else.
Jono suggests that we cut down. This is a bit controversial. Are you ready?
Cut down the beeps.
Cut down on the beeping and the dirty jokes. I understand the complaint. Maybe write in if you think we're a bit too dirty. I feel like people like that we're real, man. Do you?
Don't try to change us, man.
Yeah.
Real steel.
Andy did start off this podcast in the toilet.
Boys, the best part about living with a female. Okay.
It's clean. It smells good.
Well, I'm a bit rough around the edges.
No. Like,
you? Just a little bit like... No. Like, my dad's a builder. I was brought up, give me a bar of soap, I'm good to go. Don't need shampoo, don't need
that. This
is how
you developed Radis.
But since moving in with a female, I hop into the shower and there is a smorgasbord of cleansers.
It's great,
and
isn't it?
And it's like every day now I hop in, I'm like, oh, I'll try that one. I'll try that one today. Feel my skin. Ready?
Kind of don't want to touch
so
you.
It's so soft. I hop out of the shower smelling like a fruit salad and it is awesome.
See, I have like some manly body wash.
Yeah.
And oh, it smells so good. But this is the thing. It's like, I prefer the smell that chicks smell like. So I put on man smell because I think that they prefer the man smell. But I can't imagine anything smelling better than what a chick smells like. Well, like you said, fruit salad.
I wouldn't like the smell of a fruit salad.
Fruit salad thing smells amazing.
Yeah.
Like how, and women like smells like that.
Yeah.
So why don't guys wear like the fruit salad smell?
Well, I'm changing. You are. I'm defying gender stereotypes one cleanser at a time.
Gender fluid.
I have a bit of a confession.
Sense of gender fluidity.
This is a bit embarrassing. I've actually combined like 4 previously used shower gels into one bottle.
Are they the same scent?
No. I've got a mixture of colognes and like what are men fragrances like?
Steak. Heinz baked beans.
Imagine they do that. They brought out like a beef jerky scented shampoo.
No, that's Tom. It smells a little bit like ham. Who smells ham in here?
It does smell like a barbecue. I come out of the shower smelling like a barbecue.
I always thought that when you die, you go to heaven, you're up at the pearly gates, there's St. Peter there, and you have a chance to get into heaven by beating God at one thing. So you have to choose the thing.
Mm-hmm.
It can be anything. It can be like, hey, God, I can beat you at basketball.
Mm.
And God has to do basketball. So you go into it with a prerequisite of like, okay, so I'm in two philosophical minds about it. So there's like, God may have created all these things, so he's awesome at it. Or God is just awesome at everything, and this is his first time coming in, so you have to be exceptionally good at it to beat God. So I tend to go for the latter, that God's never done it before. But God's just awesome at everything, so he'll do it.
Mm.
What do you pick to beat God at to get into heaven?
Ooh.
It could be literally anything. So one thing
okay.
you think that you could do better than the average person to get into heaven.
Make the best tasting pizza in the world.
No, but see, you can't. That's a very good one.
I am great at it.
But it's very subjective. It's like, why? It's definitely not true. It's like
everything's subjective.
But everything tastes different to someone. No. If you like God one-on-one basketball, I beat God at basketball one-on-one. You know what I mean? It's like, we play a match of tennis, God beat God at tennis. Like, you definitely want. If it's a pizza, some people would be like, oh, but God tastes better. God probably has so many little yes men. Like, oh, God's pizza tasted better, even though he's burned around the edges. God would have so many people.
I feel like God probably wouldn't burn the pizza. I feel like that's the one thing he couldn't do.
But you're coming into it and you're like, does God know how to use an oven? See, in my mind, it's like while the earth has changed, like heaven is still very much Jerusalem in like the year 12 BC.
Yeah, you've got a point.
So like...
maybe he's lost a bit of communication with...
mine would be level one online competitor of Arkham Knight. One stage, I was number six in the world for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty sure someone coming in for the first time, even as amazing as God... would not be better than that. Mm. So I'm pretty sure that one crack, I'd have a better score than him. Yours, I bet yours is video game related as well.
No, I'd say drum off. Ooh, but that's a bit subjective, isn't it?
Yeah.
Imagine God, like, doing the best drum solo you've ever seen.
All right, so you, like, you do your drum solo, you look over, there's God with the little drummer boy, like the original drum master in his corner. You're screwed.
Yeah. It's a bit subjective, though. So maybe I get off on, like, I just bribe the judges.
Mm. Do you think, though, that you are good enough to get into heaven overall? Scale of goodness, how much do you think
overall,
of goodness?
I reckon I would too.
Like, I'm
if you're in heaven, I don't want to be there.
Definitely the most evil out of all of us, and I still think I'd get in heaven.
I don't see how you could get in heaven.
Yeah, but it's like the things that I've done that are bad are just funny. Like, when it comes down to doing the right thing and being a good person, I'm all over that shit.
Yeah, but people kill thousands of people and think it's funny. That doesn't mean it's not evil.
Yeah, but I don't think I hurt people physically. It's like because you're a little bit of a bully, you're not going to go to hell. If you deliberately go out of your way to hurt someone, you're going to hell. Mm. You're a murderer, you're going to hell. Mm. You like assault someone, sorry, dude, you're going to hell.
But you pull someone's pants down.
Yeah, it's like, probably not worth spending an eternity burning because you gave someone a wet willy.
But what if you did? What if you gave someone a wet willy every single day of your life for the rest of your life?
Still not hell worthy.
I think so.
I think wet willies are one of the worst things in the world.
Yeah, they are, but do you think it's like...
like the one in your ear I'm talking about.
Yeah. What else? What other kind of wet willies?
Wet willy in your bum. Someone does a wet willy in your bum. That's like...
that can't feel good.
Surprise wet willy.
Got you in the bum. Surprise wet willy.
I think that's definitely hell worthy. A surprise wet willy is hell worthy.
That's so gross.
The red function on iPhones. You know how...
what?
You type a message. It's with the new iMessages, right?
Oh.
And it says if it's been read or not.
Oh.
People just put that on so they can annoy people when they read it and they want them to know that they've read it.
Well, that got me in a bit of trouble.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize. Like, I got my new phone and it was always set off.
Was it on when you got it?
It was on for some reason. And my tenants were messaging me the other day about a broken toilet.
Mm.
And I'm really busy at the moment. Like, I was doing the video and I just ignored it. Like, but I realized, I found out afterwards that it was on red, and they like were sending me several messages like, why aren't you writing back? And I was like, sorry, I've been really busy. Just saw your message then. And then they're like, but it said red.
Like, yeah, but it's like, but even there are so many times like I get a message on my phone, I'm in the middle of something, I look at it and then I just put it down, completely forget.
That's what I do. Okay, sometimes I like when I get a message, I'm just like, bam, right back straight away. Yep. I'm like, sometimes I got to think about it. Sometimes I got to process the information and then come back. Most of the time when I do that, I totally forget about it and never come back to them. Mm. And it keeps getting me in trouble. And I actually do that a lot with you guys, and it made me think, shit,
I haven't noticed.
How many times have I opened your messages?
I just assume you get up at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So if anyone sends you a message before like the sun starts going down, we're not going to write back.
Yeah.
Is that what you think too?
Pretty much.
It's like this morning, Brady texted me at 9:30. I wrote back straight away. You didn't write back for like another hour. I mean, and I was like, he's asleep.
Well, guys, I was asleep. I woke up at 10 today. But in my defense, I have been getting up early recently, but the past week... because I've been staying up extremely late and doing the video, so yes, I've been sleeping in a lot.
That is a good excuse.
A lot the past week, but I'm going to get back in the good habit. Anyway, maybe this could be another one the fans could send us an email at podcastshortstackband. When has the red function gotten you in trouble?
If you use the red function, because I've heard, I'm not one for,
it's off now.
I think it's horrible.
I'm not a sucker.
But I think people use it because they want people to know that they've read it and they don't like them.
There's nothing good that can come out of that function.
Why would you? Why
like,
would
absolutely you? Nothing good can come out
no.
of it.
No. Like, even so, like the little thing like that pops up that shows people are riding, like when that pops up, I'm getting excited. And then sometimes it doesn't come through and I'm like,
I like the one on Facebook that says it's been sent. So like the only good thing about the red function is you're like, oh, okay, well, I know this person got that message.
Yes. Yeah.
So maybe that is what the red function is meant to be like. It's meant to be like, so people know you got the message, but you don't have to reply.
Right. Yeah.
Not
anyway.
Fair. Not fair, mate.
Podcast at shortstackband.com. Let us know if the red receipt on the iPhone has ever gotten you into any kind of hot water.
Ha! Has it left you seeing red? So, we get asked this question all the time, and I always give a stupid answer.
Sean, what happened to your nose?
Why did we all look up there when you said it? I thought that was Sean up there. Yeah.
I followed you guys because you guys were looking. It does look like Sean.
Who is your celebrity crush? Like, legitimately, you can't
Hugh
say
Jackman.
No, see, that's what I do. I say stupid stuff all the time.
No, honestly, Hugh Jackman.
No, that's weird.
Oh, you mean female?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, everyone
would be either.
I always say Helena Bonham Carter, and it's like, that's not a serious answer. Like, the chick in like all the Tim Burton movies.
Oh.
Marla from Fight Club.
Mine would be either Sally Fitzgibbon.
Oh, or top answer.
Or Tora Bright.
Who's Tora Bright? Oh, the chick with a big smile. Oh, you're an athletic type.
Well, there's something just so.
Girl next door.
Just, yeah, because, you know, you're like surfing, you're like like snowboarding, and it's like they're better than you, so it's like impressive.
I reckon they would also have an abundance of nice cosmetics in the shower.
They would.
Well, which is now a prerequisite for me.
Of course.
Mine's classic. Kate Upton, like, all over it.
She's
yeah,
good.
I see that.
I'm a Kate Upton kind of guy, which is weird because that's so not my type of girl.
No, not normally.
Attractive, wealthy,
no,
famous.
You know she was rich before she like was a model?
Of course.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't think off the top of my head who... I develop like really random crushes. All right, here's one.
See, one's like the weather girl and stuff. That's just a crush. That's not like your celebrity crush.
Okay. I get these really weird ones.
Yeah,
like
once again, you got to say like a legitimate
okay,
one.
Okay. I don't know. I don't really have a... I'd know it if I saw it.
You know which I could see Brady doing? The chick from Harry Potter, Emma Watson. Brady seems like an Emma Watson.
Not
kind of
at
guy.
All.
Really?
See, I think she's smoking.
Oh, she's pretty, but nah. I'm just breaking all these girls' hearts that look like Emma Watson.
Emma Watson's listening going, ah! I thought he loved me.
Expelliando. Make a Brady like me. Oh, I don't know why she's Italian. But yeah, probably, I don't know. Scarlett Johansson.
She's like 40.
Yeah. I think I like older women as well. That's what I realised. Yeah, I'm not.
So if you're like hitting on 40, Brady's a dude for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know one.
Tell me.
Oh, I know, but you're going to say it's a bit silly, which it is a bit silly. Nigella Lawson. I have a thing for older women.
Isn't she a coke addict as well?
Yeah, that's why Brady likes her.
Yeah.
I'm into the drugs.
She can hook me up.
But yeah, no, she's pretty. She's got that, like, it's like you want the opposite of what your mum looks like kind of thing.
Hot.
No, you know, if your mum's blonde, you'll probably want a brunette woman, you know, kind of thing. But sometimes the opposite happens, but.
You're a weird dude.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for tuning in today to Short Stack Radio. Remember,
it was a fun episode today.
It was a good episode,
I think.
It was fun. A bit all over the place, though. I apologize for the segments.
When aren't they all over the place?
That's true.
We're heading on a tour again in January. If you'd like to come, tickets on sale, shortstackband.com.
If you like what you heard, please share it with your friends, subscribe, click the like button. Yeah, send it around, then we can, you know, keep making these things. And
I'd also like to continue the tradition of going for way longer than we should when we do our outro.
Have we been doing that?
Kind of, yeah. I think people would have really liked your little, remember your guitar outro last week?
No, that sounded horrible. I'm throwing that out
I
there.
I didn't listen to it.
I listened to the podcast, it's like, ooh.
Did it lose it a bit towards the end?
It never really had it to begin with.
Every
like,
week,
what
Eddie.
Was it? A mariachi acoustic
funk
thing, smoking one thing. Like, whoa.
You just don't get it, Andy. It's ahead of your time, mate. Too old.
Every week, Andy should review our last week's episode.
Okay, done. F every week. Thank you for tuning in, guys. We'll see you on tour. We'll catch you next week.
You.
All right, see ya.